17 Most Epic Hollywood Meltdowns of 2018 From Kavanaugh to Caravans. By Justin Caruso on December 28, 2018. It was a long year for Hollywood celebrities, who marked another year with meltdown after meltdown, losing their wits over everything from the nomination of Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the migrant caravans of illegal aliens pouring into the U.S. Below are the 17 best, or worst, Hollywood meltdowns of 2018. 1. Cher calls Trump a cancer ravaging our nation. Pop icon and left-wing activist Cher caused controversy in April after she called President Trump a cancer. Trump's a cancer ravaging our nation. He's a malignant tumor eating its way through our Constitution, our honor, and our standing in the world, she said. He'd gut the First Amendment if he could, to stop Americans' right to a free press. He'd imprison reporters, until they were desperate enough to lie for him. The 72-year-old later backtracked, saying that she went too far. However, she did not directly apologize to Trump, saying instead, "This is not an apology, it's a reprimand." 2. Sarah Silverman dreams about Trump being held down and violated. Sarah Silverman, host of Hulu's I Love You, America, said in October that she wants President Trump to understand how it feels to be held down and violated. In response to Trump criticizing the anti-Brett Kavanaugh protesters, Silverman said, "I hope you someday understand what it is to be held down against your will and violated. Your compassion is startless." 3. Jim Carrey compares Republicans to rapists, Trump to cancer. During a public appearance in November, actor Jim Carrey blasted the Republican Party in shocking terms, comparing the GOP to rapists. "These are not people you can deal with. You cannot be bipartisan with a criminal. A rapist needs to be removed, not negotiated with. These people are raping our system, they're destroying it right in front of us," he said. Trump is a melanoma, and anybody that covers for him, including Sarah Sanders, is putting makeup on it. It shows that there's a deeper problem in this country, and that problem is greed, the Dumb and Dumber actor also said. 4. Rihanna, America committed terrorism by defending border. Pop star Rihanna accused the United States of treason over the use of tear gas on migrants attempting to illegally enter the country. "Terrorism," she said simply in a caption on Instagram. 5. Anne Hathaway melts down, says America gassed children. Anne Hathaway joined Rihanna in her unhinged reaction to federal defending the southern border in November. "My country gassed children. There are no words for my horror," Hathaway said. 6. Amy Schumer posts video of herself vomiting, attacks Cindy Hyde-Smith's tiny racist teeth. Actress Amy Schumer had a wild year full of meltdowns, but perhaps the worst of all occurred in November after the election victory of Mississippi Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith. Schumer not only attacked Hyde-Smith for having a crackhead-looking mouth with tiny racist teeth, she also said, "Fuck Hyde-Smith and anyone who voted for her." The I Feel Pretty actress accompanied this post with a video of herself vomiting in a car. 7. Judd Apatow declares, "Trump is a Nazi. The debate is over." Hollywood director Judd Apatow declared in June that the debate is over and that President Trump is a Nazi. "He's a Nazi. He wants no judicial process. He kidnapped children and commits acts of violence for political gain and to support his racist views. He admires violent dictators. Trump is a Nazi. The debate is over. Soon we will have proof he is a Nazi supported by the Russians," Judd Apatow said in a social media post in response to comedian Kumail Nanjiani. 8. Rosie O'Donnell, a vote to confirm Kavanaugh is a vote to kill women. Former host of The View turned far-left activist Rosie O'Donnell said that a vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court was a vote to kill women. "A vote for Kavanaugh is a vote to kill women with back-alley abortions. Come on, Collins. Stand up for women. Hashtag stop Kavanaugh. Hashtag women for women," she said in a social media post. 9. Snoop Dogg, "Fuck you if you like Trump, you motherfucking racist." Rapper Snoop Dogg exploded at Trump supporters in a rant in September, saying that anyone who supports the president is motherfucking racist. "I don't give a fuck. If you like that nigga, you motherfucking racist, fuck you and fuck him. Now what? Draw the line, nigga," he said. 10. Jane Fonda, "Shut down America if Trump fires Mueller." Far-left actress Jane Fonda said in September that people should get in the streets and shut down the country if President Trump fires special counsel Robert Mueller. People always say, was it worse in the 60s and 70s? It was not. This is the worst. This is an existential crisis. And if we don't do what needs to be done in terms of making our voices heard, and our votes heard, that's it. We don't have time, she also said. 11. Samantha Bee calls Ivanka Trump a cunt. Comedian Samantha Bee sparked controversy in May after she called Ivanka Trump a feckless cunt. Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless cunt, Bee said. He listens to you. Put on something tight and low cut, and tell your father to fucking stop it. Tell him it was an Obama thing, and see how it goes, okay? 12. Comedian David Cross jokes about beating Trump to a bloody pulp and defecating on him. Actor David Cross, best known for playing Tobias Fünke on Arrested Development, performed a stand-up set in August where he joked about beating President Trump and defecating on him. The Salt Lake Tribune reports, his surprisingly long set, which ran just 10 minutes short of 2 hours, included humor about abortion, Nazis, the Holocaust, terrorist bombings, AIDS and beating President Donald Trump to a bloody pulp and then urinating and defecating on him. 13. Actor Ron Perlman rage quits Twitter over Trump. Sons of Anarchy star Ron Perlman announced his intention to take a break from Twitter in May, complaining, "I feel weak. I feel nauseous. I feel impotent. I feel betrayed. I feel alone. I feel terrible. I didn't know how desperate we are to all hold on to our tribalism. I didn't know how easily we could be divided from one another. I didn't know how much hatred truly existed in the nation I came to love and believe in," he also said. In his final sign-off message, Perlman told followers they could find him in a bar. "I'm taking a break. I'm going back to my little corner of the world where all I have is poured into family, friends, and the nobility of storytelling that celebrates our commonalities and not our differences. In the words of Joni Mitchell, if you want me, I'll be in the bar." The 68-year-old has since returned to the social media platform, recently telling his followers that President Trump will soon be in chains for the high crime of treason. 14. Actress Ellen Barkin wants Trump removed. Not just from office. Ocean's 13 actress Ellen Barkin said in October that President Trump needs to be removed, and not just from the presidency. "This man should be removed, and not just from office," Barkin said in a social media post. 15. Bette Midler dreams about Trump family being hanged. Actress and musician Bette Midler openly fantasized about the execution of President Trump and his family in November. "Trump, Trump, Trump, Bob Mueller's marching, Trump, 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 and here is why. Trump, 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 he's gonna hang you, hang the family, good and high," Midler said in a social media post. 16. Rob Reiner accuses Trump of treason, helping ISIS. Director and left-wing activist Rob Reiner accused Trump of treason and aiding and abetting the enemy in a social media post in December. "Donald Trump is committing treason against the United States of America. He is aiding and abetting the enemy in the war against ISIS and the cyber war against Russia. He has turned the world's oldest democracy into a wholly owned subsidiary of Vladimir Putin. GOP, wake up," he said. 17. Michelle Wolf rips Sarah Sanders, talks about Jake Tapper's orgasms at White House Correspondents' Dinner. Comedian Michelle Wolf caused quite a stir when she hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner. She was criticized by many for her jokes about Sarah Sanders. Wolf joked, "I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye. Like, maybe she's born with it, maybe it's lies, it's probably lies." The jokester also said that she wanted to see CNN's Jake Tapper have an orgasm. "I know there's a lot of people that want me to talk about Russia and Putin in collusion. But I'm not going to do that, because there's also a lot of liberal media here. And I've never really want to know what any of you look like when you orgasm," she said. "Except for maybe you, Jake Tapper," she said, then imitated him making a plain face.